in light of the interventions made yesterday regarding the situation of indigenous peoples in the Brazilian Amazon, which we appreciate and could not be addressed to the time constraints, I now request permission to speak on this matter on behalf of the Brazilian government. We recognize the challenges and the importance of dealing with them in straight collaboration with the indigenous peoples affected. The Brazilian government has made significant strides in resuming the demarcation of indigenous lands, achieving more in the past 1.5 years than in the previous decade. Our efforts include ongoing initiatives to remove non-indigenous individuals from demarcated territories, alongside policies designed to support social bioeconomics and protect these territories through the organization of indigenous peoples. In the Yanomami territory, the government has established a government house to ensure a permanent presence and coordinate policies from various ministries and public bodies in the region. These efforts are supported by a planned budget of 1.1 billion reais, facilitating joint actions to address the needs of the community. The results are compelling. 21,000 medical consultations have been conducted by 960 professionals. The number of doctors in the region has increased from 9 to 28. Over 4.3 million units of medicines and supplies have been dispatched, and 52,000 doses of vaccines and 59,000 food baskets have been distributed. Regarding the combat against illegal mining in the Yanomami territory, at least 13 operations were conducted throughout 2023, leading to 114 search and seizures warrants, 175 arrests, and the confiscation of 589 million in assets. Additionally, 387 investigations are currently underway, focusing on the major sponsors of the illegal gold trade to establish the criminal responsibility of the principal financiers. These efforts have resulted in an 85% reduction in deforestation in the Yanomami indigenous land compared to 2022. Though further improvement is still necessary. However, illegal mining operations are vast with extensive financial networks and connections. We urgently need collaborative actions, such as restricting the import of illegal gold into developed countries and banning mining in indigenous territories throughout Latin America to curb the use of mercury across the region. Ongoing investigations are targeting the main